Hey, y'all. I want to take a look today at Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 1. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and attack you. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good gifts to those who ask him? So, whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Now, the ESV here separates all these with paragraphs and divisions, but I think these verses all hang together. I think they're all a cohesive unit, and they're addressing one thing. Of course, this is all within the context of the Sermon on the Mount, and the Sermon on the Mount is Jesus' sermon on the fulfillment of Old Testament law, of the teaching of the Old Testament. He says the law and the prophets, that's a reference to the Old Testament. And so here, he's addressing the question of judgment and justice. Justice being rendering to people what they deserve. What does that look like in the kingdom of God that Jesus is bringing by the power of the Holy Spirit? So first, he starts by saying, don't judge. Now, we have to address this issue because many people will think, see, you know, anytime you say something critical of someone, that's what Jesus is prohibiting. I don't think that's the case because He's clearly not saying don't be discerning, don't criticize at all, because he a few verses later, using the same word, he'll say, don't give your pearls to swine. Well, you have to know who swine are in order not to give your pearls to them. So he doesn't mean here, I think, don't make any critical assessment of anyone. I think he's essentially saying don't be harsh towards others. Don't write them off. Towards the end of this, Jesus gives the golden rule, the famous golden rule. He is essentially here saying, listen, do you assess others by the same standard by which you would want to be assessed? If not, you're judging them. You're doing something that you're going to regret if it comes back on your own head. So Jesus gives this wonderful comedic image of somebody trying to get a speck out of somebody else's eye when they have a board in their own eye. And we could translate that and say something like, you know, what if I was to point out this spot on your shirt, this tiny little spot on your shirt, meanwhile I have food all over my face that I don't even notice. The point is it's ridiculous. But the point is also this, with the image of the eyes, that we need to all get our eyes clear so we can see clearly. We do need to be discerning. When Jesus says, judge not, he's not just saying, yeah, don't ever go along. I mean, he's not saying, yeah, just go along with whatever people do. We have to be able to see clearly in order to see the kingdom, in order to see what pigs and swine are. So what about the dogs and the pigs? He says, don't give what is holy to dogs. Don't give pearls to swine. All of these images should resonate with other passages in the Gospels and throughout the Bible. And in this case, pigs and dogs are unclean animals. And in the Bible, unclean animals symbolize the pagan nations who worship idols. In the Old Testament, Israel was condemned for looking to Egypt to protect them instead of God in certain cases. And so I think what is being condemned here by Jesus is don't trust worldly means and worldly power, ultimately, to achieve your ends. Now, this is a very difficult and subtle task because we see Paul, for example, sometimes asserting the rights of a Roman citizen, sometimes not. But we can probably assume that Paul never thought the Roman government and Roman politics were the kingdom of God or were ultimately the source of his trust and his security and his means of being a good man, of bringing justice in the earth. So what do we rely on? Well, that's why Jesus then turns to ask, seek, knock, and addressing our Father. In contrast to the power of the world, the influence of the world, the ways of the world, we're to trust our Heavenly Father. And so Jesus turns to the language of prayer. Now, I think this would also make us think of Jesus' earlier statements that we should not have our treasure in things that can be taken from us by the contingencies of human life. We should seek only those things that are important to the Father, and those things can't be taken from us. Here he says, we shouldn't look to human means to secure the most important ends. We should look to our Heavenly Father. And so he has this language of asking, seeking, knocking. And I think there's a lot of things going on. One is persisting and not giving up. Another is great confidence in God as our Father. He's the one we're to trust. He's the one we're to entrust with the most precious things that he's put on our hearts. Of course, we see in Jesus' crucifixion what happens when the most precious is entrusted to dogs and pigs. They crucified him. Of course, that was for us. But I think he's also teaching us that our ultimate trust cannot be in them. Our ultimate trust cannot be in human powers, not the United States government, not political parties, not human institutions, but ultimately our Heavenly Father. Jesus ties all of this section up again by stating the golden rule. And I think that goes back to the thing about not judging. Again, Jesus is trying to stress for us that we will be measured by the measure with which we use on others. This could come in the form of the criticism we actually speak to another person, but I think it applies equally to the way in which we mentally assess another person. We constantly have to ask the question, am I assessing my wife, my kids, my boss, my siblings in the way that I would want to be assessed and evaluated by God? And so we see that the kingdom that the Father brings is a kingdom of real justice, but it's also a kingdom of real mercy in which we can trust our Father for mercy and to give us all the things that are most important in life. Amen.